This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon as we cover a lot of different topics throughout the week. And today we want to focus on Douglas County government and County Commissioner Tom Kress. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me today, Kyle.
So you are the outgoing board chair, if I understand things correctly, and you recently gave kind of a state of the county address. So we're going to kind of talk our way through some of the points that were covered in that. That was pretty recently, right?
It was. It was last Monday at Roseburg Chamber, and then the Wednesday before that at our board meeting.
So as you look at the county as we begin 2024, I thought it was interesting you kind of backed up a bit to remind folks where we were in the past.
Talk about that. I think it's important to know where we are and to know where we're going is kind of a function of where we've been. And when roughly 30 years ago, Douglas County, consistently received $50 million in revenue from timber receipts. And that was in 30 years ago numbers. And, today's dollars, those would be $8,500 million. So it's important to know that, because with that money, we built bridges and roads and buildings, communication systems, even dams, and we employed over 1,200 people. And the services, to the citizens of Douglas County were second to none. We put money in reserve, which I'm very thankful for that, because honestly, that's what this county had been living on for that 30 years up until the last few years.
You think about, we went through a period of time there where it was really a question mark about how things are going to go forward, and the reserves were about to go out, and I even remember hearing the word, can you file bankruptcy? Is this possible? And things were looking pretty gloomy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just until a few short years ago, the forest regulations that came down made the shift in timber harvest, so the federal forests no longer shared their timber receipts because they didn't have them with the county, which is the way our government was really set up to function and to be sustained. And so with that, it was sort of panic time. And for the last, 30 years, the counties had to cut services, laid bare other services, and really deferred maintenance on buildings, roads, bridges, and that kind of thing. And it's only been in the last, say, 4 years that we've actually started putting money back into that reserve fund.
So how did that happen?
Well, some of it is the fact that some of the work that was laid early on with the cutting of things. We used to have, like I said, 1,200 people at the county. It's closer to 600 now. And but really, it was taking as many departments as possible and letting them generate the revenue within themselves to actually be self-sustaining on their own and not pulling from that general fund.
And that was kind of a shift in thought then.
It was. It was to more of a business type approach where you'll take, for perfect examples, our park system. We're able to leverage some grants that were out there, expand and make better some of our facilities so people would want to stay in them overnight, which increased revenue, which then, was able to reinvest. And at some point in time, a couple years ago, we actually got to the point where now the park system's self-sustaining. So we were able to clear the decks of some of the deferred maintenance, and it pays its own way now.
So as we look at 2023 in particular, talk about some of the departments in the county and some of their highlights.
Well, I'll kind of highlight some of those departments that pay their own way, and I'll talk about them first. Our building department in 2023 issued 5,500 building electrical and plumbing permits, and that was permitting 230 new homes, 50 commercial structures. The clerk's office, we talk about election integrity. Everybody's, heard about that. Well, During 2023, they upgraded its surveillance capabilities, which added about 60% more cameras so that they have better transparency and visibility on the election process. During that time, though, they also managed two major elections and four ballot measures. You know, I mentioned the Parks Department. Well, also in 2023, they expanded and redeveloped 34 full hookups over at the coast, which further, you know, added to their capacity. Salmon Harbor Arena over in Winchester Bay was able to dredge the harbor for the first time in 20 years, removing about over 10,000 cubic yards of sediment, which makes that a deep water facility there at the beginning of that harbor, which is a very good thing for them. The Douglas County Solid Waste Department, is virtually completing right now a leachate treatment facility, which will take all the, which leachates the water that runs off of the landfill, and it ends. Currently, that all that liquid has to be gathered into tanks and then put into a tanker truck and taken to a wastewater treatment facility, and now we'll be able to treat that water itself. So that's just some of the departments and their accomplishments this year.
So a lot of things going on, and along the way, you know, you mentioned doing this with a smaller staff, and in some ways people would say, how did you get more done with less people?
Yeah, it's kind of a culture change, a team effort more. You'll hear that a lot at the county now, where they function as a team instead of isolated individual islands. It's also just holding the departments accountable. Once they realize that the goal is to do more with less and have a service-orientated personality, it really is sort of a catching thing. And I think that, you know, naturally people would rather be that way to begin with. And so, you know, really they start just doing a lot more with less.
And talk about the fairgrounds. Now, that's been something that people point to for the county for years. It's in a very obvious location. It gets a lot of attention.
It does, you know, and I think we take the fairgrounds for example for granted sometimes in Douglas County, but compared to a lot of counties, we have one heck of a structure there, you know, all the facilities and buildings and everything else. And really it's Roseburg as event center, you know, it's where most big events are held and that kind of thing. And it also completely runs on its own. So, you know, in other words, it has to generate revenue through the fair and other events throughout the year and pay its way for maintenance and staff and whatnot. And this year, the fair board was able to get a grant to replace the HVAC system on in Douglas Hall, along with replacing the roof. And by doing that, it'll have air conditioning in Douglas Hall for the first time ever. And now it'll be able to have summertime activities, which, you know, like different people would never go in Douglas Hall, even though it's our biggest building, in the summer, because it just became too hot. So now it's just a building that can be used all year round.
And of course, that'll be really advantageous during the fair.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of, you draw the short straw if you've been in Douglas Hall in the past, but now it'll be the high ceilings and air conditioned. It'll have the capabilities of have even more vendors in there.
And oftentimes the fair also seems to be one of the hotter weeks of the year weather-wise, just given the way the March patterns are. Talk about some of the other projects and accomplishments and events in the past year.
Yeah, so, thinking about a few things that happened in 2023, you know, the county expanded their role in the Douglas Interagency Narcotics Team. We doubled our portion of contribution to that team, and by doing that, we were able to concentrate a whole half of their operation now is to try to eradicate the illegal grow operations that exist in Douglas County and try to, stem that tide of the cartel work that's being done here and make basically Douglas County an inhospitable place for them. Also, you know, along the lines, we made a real commitment to emergency management in 2023, and Wayne Stinson was retiring after 50 years of running that under the Sheriff's Department, and decided that, you know, we would do a collaboration with the sheriff's department, but really make the emergency management department its own department. And by doing that, we hired a new emergency manager and focused on preparedness and other things, because, it's just been, I've only been around for like 5 years in this, and we've had like four major emergencies, so I don't think they're going away. And so to put it as a higher priority is something, and be more prepared, I think that was something that we all agreed upon was a really good thing to do.
All right, we're going to take a break and talk more about the state of the county when we come back. County Commissioner Tom Kress, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249. Lars Larson coming at 1 tomorrow. The president of Umpqua Community College, Dr. Rachel Pokrant, will be on Inside Douglas County. Today, County Commissioner Tom Kress, we're talking about the state of the county government, things that are going on. And one of the words of the last few years that's been on all levels, county, state, federal, is infrastructure. A lot of things that were built back in the 70s, need to be rebuilt or built differently or whatever. And I know the county's been involved in a lot of things in the past year in that regard, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, infrastructure has been a busy year in 2023 as they keep ramping up the amount of bridges we have to build. We've replaced the Oakland Bridge. It's virtually ready to have traffic go across now. That's the historic bridge up there just north of town. The Conford Bridge over the South Umpqua and Melrose is, as people out there can definitely tell you, we've been working on that all year. It's that project's going to be completed here early summer, and people will be driving across a new bridge there. Then we have about seven smaller bridges throughout Douglas County. You know, we have over 302 bridges, I believe, in Douglas County, and seven of them were slated to be repaired this last year.
Well, and bridge projects never come cheap.
No, they don't. And every time we, bid one of these things or go out for bidding, it's always higher than what we anticipated because, costs of everything has gone up. Engineering alone is very, very expensive. And they're not getting any cheaper, so we're trying to get as many done as we can at this point in time. You know, we take grant money that we're able to, apply for and get that and leverage that and put in some of the road fund money and replace some of these bridges.
I was interested to look at this document from your address, and I wasn't familiar with this, an event from 1951 regarding Kiwanis and Roseburg High School and the county, and kind of a fascinating agreement. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so back in 1951, in the summer of 1951, the Hubbard Creek fire happened. It burned over Callahan Ridge. It was a pretty major fire. It was about 15,000 acres, and it started west of Roseburg there, west of the Callahan Ridge, burned up and over and down the other side in towards Dorner Road. And in that, it burned up some county-owned timberland, approximately 100 acres or so of Douglas County timberland there, and it was after it was burned, the county made an agreement with the Kiwanis Club and the Roseburg High School to replant that in an arrangement that when it was ever harvested, that the county would split those proceeds with them. And so that came, that 70-year-old agreement actually came to fruition this year, so that the timber was ready to be harvested. The price was right on the stumpage, and so we had that industrial timberlands harvested up there, and we split that where the high school and the Kiwanis Club each got a little over $100,000 to do different projects. The Kiwanis Club had a medical and youth education and medical program that they wanted to use that for, and the high school wanted to start a forestry program there at Roseburg High.
And also in the course of the year, a big agreement with Roseburg Forest Products.
Yeah, that, you know, it's a strategic investment program agreement, or SIP agreement, and it's with the state actually, but it happened here in for the most part in Douglas County, and it was historic in a couple ways because it's a $700 million investment pledge in manufacturing, making it the largest known investment of manufacturing in rural Oregon ever, and one of the largest private capital investments of any kind in the state's history. And what that will do is they will take a couple of their mills and completely refit them with new and up-to-date technology. And it's a commitment that you know, Roseburg Forest Products has made to Douglas County and to a little bit into Coos County, that they are they're here to stay.
Now, in the course of the summer, the big fire event was the Tyee Ridge Complex. Talk about the county involvement with that.
Yeah, this, you know, happened in some ONC timberland and mixed checkerboard industrial timberlands out in Hubbard Creek. You know, that particular night in August, there was 19 wildfire strikes, or, you know, 19 lightning strikes out there that resulted in a series of fires that burned together in what they called the Tyee Ridge Complex, and it was immediately threatening the homes up Hubbard Creek Road. The fire was coming down the hill pretty fast, so the county had to do a couple things. You know, we were able to help, you know, get resources marshaled from the state's fire marshal to help outfits like Douglas County Fire 2 and whatnot with structure protection, while the Oregon Department of Forestry, you know, got in there and started battling the fire itself. And it was, you know, sort of a touch-and-go thing there for quite a while with the evacuations and, you know, real fear of some homes getting burned. But in the end, it backed right on down, and they lost, you know, a pump house or two or something like that. But no homes were lost, and, you know, we feel pretty lucky about that.
So as we look ahead, where's the county going?
Well, you know, I mentioned, you know, that a few years ago we were burning through a lot of reserves. We've sort of stemmed that tide to where we've actually put a little bit of money back into the general fund the last couple years. But really, the dark clouds on the horizon that have been there for quite a while are still there. Our revenue sharing model, worth, you know, or, you know, the county's revenue model, receiving model of revenue, is just it's dependent on timber receipts on federal timberland, and because, you know, its property tax rate, which is, you know, locked at the third lowest in the state, is such that you know, it just doesn't fund the county government in the way we, you know, think of it. So, you know, we continue to lobby for increased timber harvests on federal land, and really it's the only thing out there that really will continue to fund our services in the years going forward.
And if you look into the next few months, is there one particular thing you're especially looking forward to as a commissioner?
Well, you're for sure on that. You know, we've got lots of little projects going on. We talk about the fairgrounds. We've got some more, you know, work out there at the fairgrounds to make that even more, you know, user friendly and more available to the public in ways that people will really like to see. But I've also like all the continued public works project we got. An exciting one for me is we've got the Glendale Safe Routes to School program that we were awarded last year, that we'll start this year. And so there's just some projects like that. It'll be fun to see.
All right. Douglas County Commissioner Tom Kress looking at the state of the county. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You- You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.